Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smutup and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. You guys ready for this?
And our first one is from Slutty M1LF. So, Slutty MILF, hey. And it's called Hot for Teacher. The tags are female 30s, male 30s, male female, classroom. There's a lot of these.
There are. I think it's like a lot of people's fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever have a hot teacher?
Yeah. It's always the history teacher.
You know what? It is. Because that was mine. His name was Mr.
That's who mine is.
No swear fucking God. Way.
No way! Yeah. Excuse
what
me?
What the fuck?
I remember it was like my sophomore year. I can't remember. It was whatever year Hillary and Obama were running against each other. And so I would purposefully wear this shirt to class that said bros before hoes on it with a picture of Obama and Hillary because he told me he liked it.
I remember he showed me this one song, not showed me, showed the class, because he always played music, and it was Set Fire to the Third Bar by Snow Patrol.
I love that song.
That song, so fucking good, but I only know it because of Mr.
So Riley and I did not go to the same high school, but apparently had the same hot history teacher.
That's crazy. Insane.
That is so funny. Yeah, we didn't even go to school in the same county.
Oh,
wow. Small world. He's just every hot history teacher ever.
Yeah.
He's just a myth. He's all over the country.
Beautiful.
Well, let's get into Hot for Teacher.
Let's do it. Wow. Did not expect that.
No. I sat and waited in the hall, furious about being called out of work. Goddamn kids, more trouble than they're worth. The door opened and there you were. Tall, tanned, dark hair neatly combed, a hint of stubble just starting to show. Black trousers and a dark blue shirt with the sleeves rolled up. I swallowed hard, eyes unconsciously straying to check the bulge in your trousers. Miss Randall, are you here about Adam? Please come in. I stand, smoothing my hands over my skirt, wishing I'd worn something longer and walk into the classroom. You shut the door behind me as I sit in the chair by your desk. I notice you checking out my legs as you come back and sit beside me. You tell me how bad my son's doing in your class. Oh, it's a mom. Okay.
Yeah. At first, I was like, what's happening?
Yeah. How there's almost no hope at all of him passing and completing the year. The chair is uncomfortable and I can't help but shift in the seat, just trying to get comfy. The movements cause my skirt to ride up my thighs slightly. Blushing, I know you've noticed. The stumble in your words as you reiterate that there's nothing Adam can do to help himself. I've noticed the bulge in your trousers growing as my skirt rides higher. I look you in the eye and undo the top button of my blouse, exposing a lot more cleavage. Okay, Mr. Burke, but is there anything I can do to help him?
Oh, that's a good mom.
Like, suck your dick?
Yeah.
That is a good mom, actually.
I squirm a bit more and part my legs a little, making the skirt right up high, so you must be able to see my panties. I watch you try to swallow, your eyes drawn to my lap. You shake your head, but before you can speak, I reach and squeeze your cock through your trousers. Oh my gosh.
He's going for it.
What if he's like, ah, I'm gay? Anything? I feel how hard you are with a grin. I slip off the chair and kneel in between your legs. You don't protest as I unzip your pants and free your throbbing cock. Wrapping one hand around your shaft, I work the head with my lips and tongue. I look up at you, your eyes glazed over as I stroke your cock with one hand, my tongue busy teasing, lips sucking. I pull my skirt all the way over my hips with my free hand, letting you see my pert little ass. I see the lust rise in your eyes. You stand suddenly, pulling your cock from my mouth. I think you've had second thoughts and start to panic, but you're just stripping out of your pants. You come back to me, your thick cock pointing at me.
All right. Hey, you.
I take it back to my mouth happily. You want to take control and I let you. Your hands on my head as you thrust against me. My hand gripping and rubbing your shaft while you gasp and moan, fucking my mouth like your life depends on it. You stop and help me up. Your hands suddenly tender as you undress me slowly. My panties are last. You place them on your desk like a trophy. Shrugging out of your shirt, you sit back in your desk and pull me on top of you. Straddling your lap, I can't help but moan as your lips and teeth find my nipples. My arms wrap around your neck. You feel how wet I am before grabbing my ass and pulling me tight against you. Grinding my hips, I rub my sodden pussy against your hard cock. You lift me off your lap and bend me over your desk. My son's name and his failing grades prominent on the paperwork I push to the side where it falls to the floor. That would be an instant mood killer for me, but...
Yeah, to see your child's name, I feel like I'd be like, oh, God.
I feel you guiding your cock to my wet pussy. My eyes close in anticipation, waiting for that delicious moment. I grip the edge of your desk as you slide into me, deeper and deeper, moaning loudly as you bury yourself inside me. You hold me down, gripping my hips and start to thrust into me, hard and fast, fast and hard. I'm getting wetter by the second as you pound your thick cock into my tight pussy. My moans get louder as pleasure courses through me, warmth building at my core, threatening to set me on fire. Suddenly, you stuff my panties into my mouth, trying to stifle my loud cries. I try to be quieter as you fuck me, your hips slapping against my ass, your balls hitting my clit with every thrust. My legs start to shake as every muscle starts to quiver, my pussy tightening around your pulsing cock. Your hands leave my hips and wrap themselves around my neck, squeezing gently, choking me slightly. That sends me racing off the edge. My orgasm explodes through my body, ripping my muscles to shreds, leaving them weak and watery. You thrust one last time, my pussy quivering around your throbbing cock as you come, pulse after pulse after pulse. You fill me up till I'm overflowing, your cum dripping from my swollen pussy. We get our breath back and clean up each other slowly. You help me back into my blouse and skirt. I pull you down into a lingering kiss, one hand slipping my used panties into your pocket. I whisper in your ear, you know, he has a test next week. I hope he doesn't study. I hope my son fails so I have to suck your dick again. Jeez.
Basically.
Yeah. I give you a wink and walk away, hips swaying just for you. I let myself out of the classroom and find myself regretting for a second that high school wasn't this much fun the first time. Okay, you were a child in high school, so...
Yeah, I hope you weren't doing this in high school.
No.
But yeah, also what a terrible thing to say. I hope he doesn't study. Yeah, I yeah. hope my kids' grades suck.
You know, you can just fuck this man if you want to fuck this man, right?
Yeah, your son doesn't need to fail. No. He's like, Mom, can I get a tutor? And she's like, no.
No, you may not. Suffer.
This next one is from Erotica by Emily, and it's called The Wheel of Fate. Male 30s, female 24, D's, edging, denial.
What is D's?
Oh, dom sub. I'm sorry. Big D, little S.
Okay. Oh, got you. Okay.
I was like, oh, her cup size is included. Cool.
I was like, dicks.
Dicks.
For the past couple of weeks, Sir has been doing one of those social media challenges along with some of the guys he works with. It's called No Nut November, and it's to raise awareness for some sort of cancer, apparently.
I've never understood how that, like, do you know what that, all that is?
It's for prostate cancer or testicular cancer. I can't remember, but it's like No Shave November, right?
Oh, so it's not No Nut November.
There is No Nut November, but there's also No Shave November.
And that's just to be like, hey guys, we see you?
I guess.
Okay.
Solidarity, I don't know. I was a bit put out that he decided to do it without talking to me first and told him that it was silly and that the people he works with probably weren't even really following through, but he stuck to his guns, so we weren't having sex at all this month. Let's just say I made my feelings clear about that. The day after Sir announced his intentions, he came to me with an idea to help me deal with my frustrations. He sent me a link to a spin the wheel app with a wheel he'd created especially for me. It was divided into 10 sections, 8 of them labeled as edge, 1 labeled no touch, and the last orgasm. The rules as he explained them were simple. Whenever I got in the mood, I could spin the wheel as many times as I liked. If I rolled edge, I had to bring myself to the brink of orgasm before I could spin again. If I got orgasm, then I had 10 minutes to make myself come. However, if I spun no touch, that game was over. I wouldn't be allowed to do anything with myself until the following morning when I'd be able to use the app again. Of course, I pressed the button to spin the wheel as soon as Sir finished explaining. I got Edge. Well, off you go then, he said. I protested that I was just testing it out and that I didn't really have time before leaving for work, but Sir wasn't letting me get away with that. You press the button. Now you have to do what it says. He was smiling as he said it, but I knew he was deadly serious. Hey, you're doing No Nut November, Sir. She's not doing No Nut November. She can nut if she wants to nut.
Yeah, let the girl nut.
Yeah. I was still pretty angry, so instead of going into the bedroom and getting comfortable, I lifted the front of my skirt and put my hands inside my panties right there, standing in the kitchen with my eyes locked to his. I wasn't actually intending to pleasure myself for him, but having Sir stood right in front of me, calmly commanding my obedience with his eyes, my resolve wavered. Instead of holding my hand there inside my panties, I let my fingertips drift slightly over my clit. I had to admit, it felt good. My fingers started moving faster and pressing harder as I felt my arousal rising. A finger dropped down to my entrance, surprising myself with how wet I was. I moved back to my clit, using my juices as lubrication as I rubbed faster and faster using the up and down motion I enjoy so much. I could feel the pressure building in my stomach as I neared orgasm. It would be so easy to keep going and let it wash over me. I was sorely tempted. It would feel so good and be a fitting payback for Sir depriving me of his cock. Just a few more seconds and there'd be no turning back. I don't know if it was the rising pitch of my gasps or the look on my face. Maybe it was just because he knows me so well, but something told Sir what I was thinking. You're a good girl, Emily, he said. On the surface, it may have sounded like praise, but I knew it was a warning. Yes, I was a good girl, but if I kept going, I'd be a bad girl, and bad girls get punished. Even so, I was tempted. The joy of the orgasm and the chance to defy him might even be worth the price of being spanked by Sir. I managed to stop myself before I got too carried away, pulled my wet fingers free and held them to Sir's lips. He wasted no time in licking and sucking them clean. As I kissed him goodbye, I could still faintly taste myself on his lips. The day at work dragged on. I kept thinking about the wheel app. I even toyed with the idea of giving it a spin on my lunch break, but I couldn't even decide what results I wanted. Another edge would be good, but ultimately unsatisfying, and if I did manage to hit the jackpot, I wanted to savor the orgasm, not rushing it through in a toilet cubicle, trying not to be loud. I waited. When I got home that evening, I had my phone out before I even took off my coat and shoes. Edge again. This time I made myself comfortable on the bed and picked out a silver bullet vibrator. I knew it wouldn't take long, but as soon as the toy touched my clit, I could feel my orgasm waiting to pounce. I turned down the power as much as I could and teased myself, running the tip of the bullet lightly over my wet pussy lips, circling around my clit, coming as close as I could without making contact. Even that small amount of stimulation was too much. I caught myself thinking, it wouldn't be that bad. He wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do it.
That's what I'm saying. Just fucking do it if you're alone. That's what I would do.
You're not doing No Nut November. You haven't committed to this.
Nut, girl. Nut it out.
Nut. I wanted to give in to that voice so badly, but I'd accepted the game, so I had to play by the rules. That didn't mean I couldn't bend them a little, though. Sir had said I could spin as many times as I liked, after all. While still lightly teasing myself, I reached for my phone and pressed the button again. Another edge. Since I was already there, I wasn't sure what I was meant to do. It was hard to think clearly. My pussy kept demanding my attention, telling me how much she wanted to come, how much I wanted to let her. I decided that I would count to 50 while keeping myself on the brink of orgasm, and then I could spin again. I thought that would be easy enough, but each time the bullet grazed a little too close to my clit, I felt an almost painful burst of pleasure and lost track. After reaching 20 for what must have been the third time, I spun the app again. I was almost scared to look at the screen to see the result. Could I pretend I got the answer I wanted? Of course, I couldn't really convince myself to do that, so I took a quick peek. It was another edge. I screamed in frustration and threw the bullet across the room. I didn't think I could take the torture of teasing myself like that again and not having the blissful release at the end. I took a few deep breaths to calm myself. My orgasm was still there, still waiting for me to slip up and push too far. I pinched my nipples hard, thinking the pain might help alleviate my suffering, but that only made my pussy clench with longing. It felt so good, in fact, that I started to wonder, was my body so needy that I could come without touching my pussy at all? I rolled my nipples between my thumb and forefinger, imagining Sir touching me just like that, his lips on me, sucking, biting, licking. The fantasy felt so real. It was almost like I could feel his fingers inside me, thrusting deep into my pussy, driving me closer and closer. With a gasp, I opened my eyes and pulled my hands away, laying spread eagle, naked and covered in sweat on my bed as I struggled to control myself. My eyes fell back to my phone and I shivered. I didn't dare press that button again, at least not until after I've had a long cold shower and got a grip on myself. I decided in that moment I needed to make a rule of my own. In the future, I was only allowed 2 spins in a row, whatever the results may be. These past 2 weeks have been tough. I've had more edges than I care to count and 1 full day of not touching myself at all, but I've also had 2 delicious orgasms and I'm no longer upset about Sir and his stupid challenge. Well, at least not as upset. The end. Just nuts. butt.
Honestly, just come, girl.
Yeah.
I'm not putting myself through all that.
No.
All right. And this next story comes from Elusive Bookworm. And the title is, I Made My Friend Come at a University Festival. 23 female, 21 trans female, oral, public, best friends. And I just want everyone to know, Charlotte picked this story because she saw the top comment on it. And the top comment says, hot story, made my dick hard as a rock.
Yeah, you know it's good.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. I chuckled. Honestly, the whole day was crazy and I don't know where to start. So let's start with the background a little. So recently I started university again in a city on the other side of the country. So I had to move and live in student accommodation. The average student is like 17 to 19 and I really didn't want to mess around with kids. So I asked to be with other mature students. And in my country, this refers to anyone 21 and over.
Oh, okay.
Mature.
I was not mature at 21, but
no.
Go off. On my first day getting into my new apartment, I bumped into my roommate straight away, and I have to say it, she looked super fucking cute. I've known since a young age I liked women, and I've had a few girlfriends and one night stands over the years, so I'm not a virgin or anything, but I was definitely struggling to keep my eyes off of her. Reintroduced ourselves, and she tells me her name is Maddie. Now I'm going to describe Maddie to you, just so you have an idea. She's tall, like 5'8", 5'9", got an adorably round face, matched with some cute round glasses, and her hair frames her face well. It's short above her shoulder, with a fringe covering her forehead. She's very petite, with those cute little tits.
All right.
Caught me off guard. That you can only just see the outline of in her crop top. She's wearing a white crop top with a high-waisted denim skirt that silhouettes her waist and hips perfectly. And even from the front, I can tell she's got a cute little butt on her. It's safe to say I was going to be having a rough year if she was my roommate because I already wanted to fuck her.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, she's like, I want to fuck this girl. But we got talking, and turns out we are both starting the same class after having some time to go out and travel and just have some fun. Oh my god, there are some stories there I could tell as well. Give us the tea. Then she kind of drops a bomb on me out of nowhere that she is actually trans, and I 100% did not expect that. She then explains that she realized as a kid and was lucky to get hormones and go through a female puberty rather than a male one, which is why she looks and sounds the way she does. We then got talking about sexuality, and I found out she's bi, but her boyfriend broke up with her like a week before she moved here. If I ever see him, I'm gonna punch him in the dick and bank him.
That would be confusing, but all right.
That would be confusing. I know you all want the juicy story, so I'll speed up through the rest of it. Maddie and I became really good friends and found out we actually have a lot in common and have the same taste in sexual partners. We're both into dominant people, or I'm into dominant women, and she doesn't care what they identify as. This is also where we started to play a fun game. Both of us being single and horny, we like to tease each other, whether it's through very intense flirting, telling hot stories. For example, when a beautiful, older Italian woman railed me into the mattress and made me come 12 times. God, I miss her.
God, I miss her.
One of the other methods I like to do is going around the apartment in either my bra and thong or just my thong.
You naughty girl.
Oh, wow, crazy.
This behavior is definitely a bomb waiting to go off, as there have been multiple times we have gone a little too far and made each other ridiculously horny and then had to retreat to our rooms to masturbate. You may ask why we don't just fuck, and honestly, it's because we just are incompatible. She loves using her dick, and I don't like dick near me at all. I don't even like when women try to use strap-ons on me.
That's fair. You're not compatible.
That is fair. If you don't like a dick, you don't like a dick.
Yeah.
All I can say is I'm glad I brought my wand, as it has come in handy way too many times. And God writing out this story now is making me horny again. I may have to take a break to enjoy myself.
Okay.
Quick intermission, and she's back.
Oh yeah, I never talked about myself. I'm Lily. I'm on the shorter side, 5'3", 5'4", with curly ginger hair that I grow out to be way down my back. freckles, and very pale skin. A little curvy is the best way to describe my figure, with D-cups. But honestly, whichever god or gods gave me my ass definitely got bored at the end. Maybe one day I'll go to the gym and get that PG butt. Probably not. I can't lie. I'm a bit of a slut. I love showing off. I often wear crop tops and mini skirts. And sure, it's meant some guys have tried their luck and some are dicks, but I just make sure to only go to lesbian bars, and the attention I get from women is amazing. Now you know what we both look like and have an idea of our dynamic, let's get into what happened. It's getting towards the end of our first year, and the student union announced they are hosting a mini festival, and if students are willing to work the bar for 4 hours, they can get free drinks for the rest of the night. And I convinced Maddie to sign up with me, as it sounded fun. She's never really been one for partying, but I've managed to drag her to some bars and been her wing woman a few times to help her get laid. Maybe I need to get her on here to write some of her stories.
Ooh.
Before we go to the festival, I managed to persuade Maddie to wear one of my longer skirts while it's still a mini skirt. It at least isn't showing her ass, but it's better than her looking like a librarian, and she borrows one of my cuter tops to go with it. And I even convince her to wear a choker and readers. I have to say, she looks so fucking hot. All I wanted to do was tease her. Now, I wasn't holding back either. I was wearing denim booty shorts with a lace bralette crop top. To help the picture in your mind, the top covers my tits with black fabric, but the lace shows my cleavage, and then it has some straps holding it in place. Basically, you can see enough to know I'm hot, but I'm also leaving a lot to the imagination. I did make sure to put on plenty of sunscreen. No skin cancer for me.
Oh, PSA, wear your sunscreen.
We arrived at the festival, and it was very busy in the first few hours, like nonstop working. I've bartended before, so it wasn't too bad, but I could see Maddie struggling, so I helped her out when I could. But then some of the entertainment started kicking off, so we got a much needed break for the rest of our shift during this time. Maddie and I were sneaking some drinks in, not enough to be drunk, but enough to enjoy a buzz. Maybe it was the alcohol, how good Maddie looked, or just how much attention we were getting, but I decided I had to start teasing her, as just the thought of turning her on in a place like this got me a little wet, so I started making sure that whenever I needed to reach down and grab something, I would bend over in front of Maddie so that she could get a full view. I even pushed my shorts up a little higher, so more of my ass was visible. If she was behind me, I'd push my hips back accidentally and bump my ass into her. I could see her getting more and more flustered by me, that she even started making a few silly mistakes, and I'd have to come help her, making sure to accidentally touch her a little. At this point, Maddie was pleading with her eyes for me to not torment her anymore, and maybe I should have stopped, but at this point, I was a little tipsy and very horny, so I didn't care in the slightest. In fact, all her pleading did was encourage me more. I feel like this is kind of mean.
Yeah.
With 30 minutes left of our shift, things had all but died down when I noticed that Maddie was no longer at the bar. I was worried I'd gone too far and she'd gone home. I went to go find her and I found her in a secluded area at the back by herself, clearly very upset. I went over to her to check on her and apologize if I went too far when she jumped and turned to me. And I realized the problem. I had gone too far and she was now really hard. And it was completely obvious because of the tight-fitting miniskirt that I convinced her to wear.
She's like, you did this to me!
I know! Honestly, if I was Lily, I would feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you did push it too far. You made her wear a miniskirt.
Uh-huh.
And you made her all horned up.
Yeah.
Lily, bitch.
Now you have to follow through.
She said through tears she didn't know what to do as it wasn't going down and she couldn't be in public like this. Followed by, Lily, why do you have to take things too far? I just want to go home, but I can't because the whole world can see this. Now at this point, I can't help but feel horrible. One of my best friends is currently crying because I didn't have restraint. I apologized profusely and even offered to go get something to help cover it, like an apron or hell, running to the apartment and grabbing one of her other skirts at this point. I would have offered to give her my top and we both walked back together if I thought it would help. She said no to all the ideas, saying she would just get caught and be stuck alone. Now, I've mentioned about me and dicks before, and honestly, I still don't know why I suggested this. Maybe it's just the combination of everything, but I put my hand on her hips and whispered, "What if I help you get rid of it?" To say she was shocked by this was an understatement. She looked like I just asked her if she wanted to eat dirt.
Oh, she's like disgusting.
I know. The closest she could respond was, "But Lily, it's a penis." I looked her in the eyes and whispered, Maddie, I got you into this state and I just want to help you. I feel so bad for making you upset. Please let me make it up to you. I should reiterate, I'm not quite sure what came over me, but then I took one of my hands and placed it on her bulge and whispered, please let me help you. I'm so sorry. At this point, all Maddie could do was nod. I guess I had taken her breath away a little. I led her a little further into the back so we could hide behind the beer kegs, and I gently started massaging it over her skirt, just trying to make her relax a little, as I know she's never done anything in public before. Actually, neither had I. My heart was pounding at the idea of being caught, and honestly, it turned me on a little more. As I kept massaging it, I stood on my tiptoes a little and kissed her before whispering in her ear, what can I do to help you come? Before I continued kissing her, honestly, I won't lie, she was really good at kissing, and as she got more comfortable, she put one hand on the back of my head and the other on my ass. At this point, I was getting a little scared that I was becoming too wet, and it looked like I peed a little.
All right.
Oops, I piddled. Yeah. After I stopped kissing her, she answered my question and asked me to pull down her skirt, which I obliged and was greeted with, well, a penis. I don't really have a metric for if it was great or not, but she told me in the past that because of the hormones, it's on the smaller side. At this point, her tip was getting quite wet with pre-cum, which I took as a sign that I was doing something right, and I took some of my saliva and got it a little more wet before I started to rub it in my hand. She was letting out soft moans when I did certain movements, so I tried to keep repeating them so she could enjoy it more as I noticed she was playing with one of her nipples over her, well, my crop top. I took my spare hand and snuck it under the top so I could enjoy her tits as well. So I lifted her top and put her nipple in my mouth to pleasure her more, and with that, she let out a louder moan that she stifled with her free hand. Hearing how hot her moans were was pushing me to my limit, and I nearly forced her to her knees to start eating me out. I know I'm submissive, but God, I couldn't handle how cute Maddie was. After a little while, she said, I'm sorry, this isn't working. I need more. She then started to grab my tits, and I helped her by lifting them out of my top so she could enjoy them. She wasted no time enjoying them and leant forward to kiss them and take my nipples in her mouth. I had to stifle my own moans now, as I was way too turned on to handle how good it felt, and it took all of my remaining concentration to keep rubbing her penis. While she was doing this, she put her hand down the front of my shorts to play with my pussy, but jumped in surprise when she felt how wet I was, and her eyes were so innocent, it was taking everything in me at this point to not be selfish, and put my own pleasure first, as it had been a while since I had had sex, and I was way too horny to resist. She started playing with my clit, and my legs started turning to jelly. I could barely concentrate on anything anymore. We both froze when we heard someone come into the tent to change the line on one of the kegs, praying we wouldn't get caught. Thankfully, they left shortly after, hopefully without noticing, but this sobered me up a little. And I whispered in Maddie's ear, baby, you really need to come so we can get out of here. I don't want to get caught and our shift is nearly over. What do you need me to do? Her response was hesitant and she said, would you be willing to put it in your mouth? Your hand just isn't enough to get me there.
Oh, that would break my heart to hear.
The shatter me.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, so I don't know how to give a hand job. Okay.
Oh, my skills aren't good enough for you?
Yeah.
I know how to give a mean handy. To be honest, I didn't want to because it was already starting to set in what I was doing and I was growing more uncomfortable with the situation. But this whole thing was still my fault, and if I stopped then, I would have only made things massively worse. So I got to my knees. Thankfully, the tent we were in was on a field so it didn't hurt, and I looked up at Maddie to see the surprise in her face, making it clear she thought I wouldn't do it as well. I started by kissing it, and I got a taste of the pre-cum. And while not something I enjoyed, I thought it would have been worse. And if I was clueless on how to jerk someone off, I was even more clueless about sucking dick, and Maddie had to tell me to do things differently a few times, and while it was clumsy, she seemed to be enjoying it. Hearing her moan and say how good my mouth felt was turning me on again, which made the whole process a little easier to get through. And once she started praising me for doing a good job, I started doing it almost enthusiastically. Despite her saying that her penis was small, it still filled my mouth plenty, and a few times I found myself gagging when it reached deeper in my mouth. By this point, she had placed one hand on my head and started moving her hips. Her free hand was now permanently placed on her mouth, trying to make her moans less loud. Perhaps I should have thought about this already, but I was still caught off guard when, in between her moans, she said, Lily, I'm getting really close. You need to swallow it so we don't leave a mess.
Oh my gosh, she didn't sign up for that.
No, she didn't. But I guess It all is her fault.
Yeah.
I tried to resolve myself of what was to come. Or to come. Hee
hee. C-U-M.
But when she said really close, she meant it. And within a few seconds, she let out a whimper, saying she was gonna come, and pushed her penis all the way into my mouth and started coming. I tried my best to swallow what I could, but her dick was triggering my gag reflex, and I was surprised by the whole thing. And I started coughing, which forced me to take her out of my mouth, and I spat the majority of the cum onto the floor. Between coughs and Maddie, a little too stunned, ended up spurting a few more times, twice onto my face and once onto my tits. Onto your face.
Oh, man.
I would have been so bummed, especially because they're in public. So I would have been like, damn it. She stood there for a moment, still stunned, before I had to tell her to go get me something to clean up with. And after putting her skirt and underwear back on and fixing her tube, she scurried off to get me some more napkins, which I then cleaned up myself with. As we went back to the bar to finish the shift, we were told it had just ended and we were given the tickets to use for free drinks for the rest of the night. Maddie asked me what drink we should get and I just took her hand and dragged her back to the apartment. And I was still so wet and horny, it was now my turn.
The end.
Wow. Beautiful.
What a story.
All right. And this last one is from Stranger Boring 4333. And it's called I Got Gangbanged at My Husband's Office.
Crazy.
That happened to me once. Female, 25, 5 guys, 1 girl, vaginal anal, group cum.
Group cum? What is it? Like a circle jerk?
Maybe. Bukkake. I was waiting anxiously for my husband to finish his meeting at his boss's office. As I paced back and forth in the conference room, I couldn't help but steal glances at the powerful man himself. He caught me staring and gave me a sly smile, beckoning me over with a finger. Come here, sweetheart. I have some business to discuss with you. My heart racing, I sauntered over to him, making sure to swing my hips enticingly as I approached. He reached out and grabbed my ass possessively, giving it a firm squeeze. I think your husband's been neglecting you, he whispered in my ear, his hot breath sending shivers down my spine. Let me show you how a real man takes care of his woman. Oh my goodness.
Wow, sir.
Before I could respond, the door swung open and a group of rough-looking thugs filed in. My eyes widened as they surrounded us, but the boss just chuckled. These are my associates, he explained. They're here to help us settle this little issue between me and your husband. What is the issue? What is happening?
What's happening?
The leader of the pack stepped forward and ripped open my blouse, exposing my braless tits. I gasped as he pinched my nipples roughly, pulling a moan from my throat. This is what you want, isn't it? The boss asked, his eyes burning into mine. To be fucked in front of your husband by me and these fine gentlemen? Has she given any sort of inclination that that was what she was looking for?
No, but I'm like wondering if this is like an office game.
Maybe. Crazy office. I don't know. I nodded eagerly, too turned on to care about the consequences. The thugs cheered and closed in around us, their massive cocks straining against their pants.
Why are they thugs?
I don't know. They're just like gang members. It's the mafia.
The mafia.
One of them picked me up and slammed me onto the boss's desk, spreading my legs wide apart as he tore off my panties and buried his face between my thighs. I looked over at my husband with a wicked grin. Looks like you're about to get schooled in how your wife likes to be fucked, the boss sneered, undoing his pants to reveal his throbbing erection. The thugs took their turn, ravaging me on that desk, using me as their personal cum dump. Ew. By the time they were all done, I was a mess of juices and semen, my husband's business scattered around me in ruin. As I lay there panting and covered in spunk, the boss leaned down and whispered in my ear, "Now that's what I call a proper welcome to our company. You're one of us now, sweetheart." I'm sorry, what is this company?
Also, do you have to, like, be fucking gangbanged to, like, work there?
Maybe.
They're like, all right, you're initiated. Get in here.
And with that, he tucked his cock back into his pants and walked out of the room, leaving me to clean up the mess. My husband just stood there silently, his eyes glazed over in shock. I smiled to myself, knowing I'd never go back to being a good girl again. This was my new reality now, and I couldn't wait to see what other depraved adventures awaited me at work. Yeah, where is this job?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
What a crazy workplace. Where's their HR?
I don't know. I don't know that there is an HR.
Fucking in the other room.
Probably having an HR gangbang.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you liked this episode of r/smut.
Yeah. And we hope you come back.
Yeah. See you next week.
See you.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.